Hey everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, I accomplished one of my favorite things to accomplish when I talk to Heaton, which is when I suggest a topic and his reaction is, oh God.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Or some version of that.
Yep.
That is usually, that means that we're onto something interesting here. So here's what I want to talk to you about today, to share this with the listeners, which is, somebody recently asked me 2 days ago, to be precise, is being an entrepreneur and is running a startup really the right way to gain more freedom in life?
And so
nice. All right. So this is it from us for this episode of the Startup Chat.
Yeah, we're done. No.
No.
You want that? Go away. Go do something else. All right, please do something else. Do yourself a favor right now. Don't do this.
All right.
Stop.
So let me challenge you. Well, challenge you, Heaton. I'll play the devil's advocate, although you know that I really agree with you. But just for the fun of it. Well, aren't many people becoming entrepreneurs because they want to be their own boss, they want to have more freedom and do whatever they want, they want to achieve financial freedom and get so wealthy that they can do anything they want in life? Isn't freedom a main motivator why people become entrepreneurs?
If you want freedom to do one thing, one specific thing, yes, you should become a founder, entrepreneur, start your own business. That one thing is simple. If you want freedom to do whatever you want, you should do that. Yes. Whatever you want doesn't mean go on vacation. Whatever you want doesn't mean go traveling, but it's whatever you want with your professional life. Like whatever you want, meaning whatever decisions you want, buck stops at you. Nobody's going to really give you any guidance or tell you what to do. Sometimes not even your co-founders. Yeah. That freedom of space to do what you want, that freedom of not relying on anyone to tell you or hand you responsibility or any of that, and you having to figure all that out yourself and wanting that, I do believe, Steli, that that one freedom you get. I don't believe you get any other freedom.
But Heaton, what if I'm the top? You know what? Another thing I hear a lot is people saying some version of the reason I became an entrepreneur is because I can't have a boss. I can't have anybody tell me what to do.
Well, I mean, first I'll say welcome to the club. many of us think other people, we don't like, it when, think, right? Other people tell us what to do. But the thing is, like, that means what you're telling me is you don't want the easy life.
Mm.
Other people telling you what to do is easy. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
And trust me, no one's really told me what to do in my life. Like, I'll tell you the truth, right? My father never did. Thank goodness, or maybe not. And I'm the product of not being told what to do by anybody. And I think that's rare. And I don't wish it upon anybody. And the reason for that is like, you don't really have a structure or a framework or any concept of how do I decide what to do then? Because you weren't taught. So what I'm trying to say is like, there's a value in not having a boss and not being told what to do. That being said, I think people think about this the wrong way, right? I think what you need to think about is like work and business and your professional life. It's not that anyone's telling you what to do. It's that you're trying to figure out for yourself, what can I do to improve the situation I'm in and improve the situation my company's in? So if someone's telling you what to do when you're being managed by somebody, it's generally because they think you can help the company and they want to tell you how to help the company. And there's varying degrees of management there, from micromanagement all the way to, hey, just this is the goal, go do whatever you want. Or even you set your own goals, which is even crazier. So I would say that, like, I think the way people think about this is that they've either had terrible bosses or they've had an upbringing like mine, which I've heard is rare, where like no one's told you what to do. So you don't know how to deal with it. I don't know how to deal with it. If someone tells me what to do, I have a hard time with it unless I already believe in doing it, to be honest.
Yeah. So I think that some of this applies in the sense that
people that are rule breakers, people that don't just want to conform and do what has been done before them and don't just want to fit in. A lot of times, that's not the only thing, but these types of people might be more suited to be entrepreneurs, right? And to start their own things and invent and create new solutions and build new businesses and organizations and all that. But if your sole goal is to not have anybody tell you anything, you know, maybe being an entrepreneur is going to be useful. But, you know, if you want to have success at a certain level of scale, you're always going to have to work with people, and you're going to have customers that are going to be telling you what to do, and you're going to have investors telling you what to do, and you're going to have advisors, and you're going to have employees that are going to be pushing you and wanting to tell you what to do. And they might not be your strict bosses in the sense that they could just demand you do something or else, but it doesn't mean that you can just do whatever you want every day. You know, at the least, you're going to have customers. Even if you're a single entrepreneur with no employees, no teammates, no advisors, no investors, hopefully you'll have customers. These customers are going to be demanding things of you, right? You can't just make money doing whatever you want. Usually, you're going to have to be of service to others. And the freedom thing is funny because the way I think about entrepreneurship, I mean, it can provide you certain freedoms, and it can also rob you of many, right? Even a simple thing as like the freedom to stop thinking about work once you leave work, right? The freedom to take a vacation and, you know, not be on, at least in your mind, the freedom of certain things, you're not going to have those. The way that I think about this I think a better vehicle to think about like what entrepreneurship can give you is it's going to give you a lot more responsibility, right? It might give you a lot bigger chance for impact and for growth. But freedom, maybe, depends on how you design the whole experience for you and what your priorities are, but not necessarily. It's not like every entrepreneur by default is, quote unquote, more free than people that are in employment. And we could open a can of worms of what even free means, right? And like, well, how do we define freedom in the greater scheme of things? But,
you know, yeah, I mean, when you think about it like that, it's like, okay, you could design a life of freedom, for sure. You could design a life where you're like, look, I'm going to get to some revenue goal or something for myself, and then I'm going to travel the world for some amount of time, right? Or you could say, you know, again, if you're that smart, I'm not this smart, but like, you know, you're going to create a company, and in XYZ amount of years, you're going to retire because you're going to sell it or make enough money that you can quit, right? Then you have freedom. I think like for me, like this question has a lot to do with, you know, as I think about this, I would, if someone asked me this or said or told me the statement, I would start by first saying, hey, tell me how you define freedom. Let's make sure we're talking about the same thing here, because the way I define freedom and you define freedom, Stelly, might not be the same.
Yeah.
The way everyone that's hearing this defines freedom might not be exactly the same. Because to me, the way I was raised, for me, freedom is what I have right now. No one's telling me what to do. But if I had a boss, I still wouldn't necessarily think they're telling me what to do. So, you know, you can have a boss and still not feel like you're being told what to do. So I think a lot of it is a matter of like, what do you consider freedom? Some people I know, for them, freedom is like, literally, I don't need to work, period.
Right.
For money. Right. So I think like one of the biggest issues with this word and many other words and many other things in startup land and, you know, why people think they should be entrepreneurs or shouldn't or whatever has a lot to do with like, it's a personal choice. This is one of those personal choices. And I think that like, you need to make it personally based on what you're looking for. For me, like I said, I have freedom to be creative. I have freedom to make decisions. I also have more responsibility than I knew I was getting into many years ago. And that actually is not freedom in some people's eyes because they don't want responsibility.
Yeah, because freedom feels like something like light, and responsibility to many people might feel like something really heavy.
Right? That's like, right. Shit. That's exactly
like,
right.
I wanted to like be lighter on my feet and just dance around life. And now I have like this huge, you know, bag of stones that I'm carrying around and like responsible for so many things. And it just weighs on me, on my shoulders. And this doesn't feel like freedom and fun and doing whatever you want. And I think that that's where that question came from. I mean, you know, the context really was just somebody that thought entrepreneurship would give them a lot more freedom. And now 1 year into
having quit their job and having hired some people and having tried to launch something, things haven't worked out and the experience hasn't been as much adventure and fun and has been a lot more kind of pressure and stress and failure. And the person is like kind of in this life crisis of reflecting on, did I do the right thing? You know, was entrepreneurship the right way or am I just too dumb to make this work? And, you know, is it being an entrepreneur really the right way to have more freedom in life and do more of the things I want? Because that hasn't worked out yet. I think that kind of was the moment in time capture that made this person reach out to me and ask that question.
Yep. I think that's a really key thing to think about. And I think defining freedom for yourself, you know, if I were to give a tip on this one, it would be like, really think through what freedom means to you. And, you know, again, just like with many things that you deal with on a daily basis or you deal with in your life, it came from some place that you might not be conscious to. Like, it took me a while to figure out, oh, crap, I was given a lot of freedom growing up. And, like, that's how my definition of that word that's where it comes from, right? And that's how I was sort of trained to think about what freedom means to me.
Love it. All right, this is it from us for this episode. As always, if you enjoyed it and if you want to spread the love and give a little bit back, do us a favor, go to iTunes or wherever you listen to us and give us, you know, all the stars in the world that are available and a little review. It's highly appreciated.
See ya.
Bye-bye.